Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, August 28th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning, and once again, this is C.A. Nuri. Today is Wednesday, that means it's a mash up, man down Wednesday, when we combine both shows. And on the clock with Aaron Green, with Guardian Radio AM, with C.A. Nuri, where we interrogate the news. Today's topic is land reform. There is going to be a town hall meeting coming up soon. When is that town hall meeting?
Let me check.
Because it's now a legislation proposal.
Right. Okay. So there's a series of consultations taking place. Mm-hmm. They have not arrived at the point where they're launching the public consultations yet. This article, Government Releases Land Reform Bill, starts consultations 26th of August. Nassau Guardian says...
Let's read that in the record.
Well, let's start. Right. The government has released land reform bills and launched consultations for land reform in the Bahamas with Attorney General Ryan Pinder meeting last Thursday with the Bahamas Bar Association, advising that these reforms will improve the efficiency of property transactions, create more security and confidence of title of land, and create a more transparent framework for land transactions in the country. So the... consultation process has started with the Bar Association.
So first, I'd like to commend the Attorney General's office. I commend the Bar Association. Hopefully, they will be stewards for us and ask some good questions and challenge and help put forward some ideas and suggestions to improve upon this bill, proposed bill. So that's good. That's one consultation. Any other consultation happening?
Nothing has taken place yet, right? So there's a timeline, and in the article they indicate that the consultation has started primarily with the Bahamas Bar Association, and the Attorney General says, "We understand the complexity of the issues, of these issues, and the profound impact and changes they will have. This is why consultation is not merely an event, but an ongoing process crucial for developing practical and fair policies. Your insights and expertise are vital. Talking to members of the Bar Association are vital as we work to modernize our land laws and safeguard the rights of Bahamians. Land ownership is more than just a legal right. It is a deeply personal and fundamental aspect of what it means to be Bahamian. Stick a pin, Mr. Pinder. It is cultural and communal as well, evidenced by the fact that we have commonage land and generational property. We have legislation for commonage land, right? So it's more than just personal. I think it's an important point to make because these are the spaces where we can speculate or glean the rationale behind the legislation or the legislative movement. I think it's an important point to make. Is this an indicator that we're going to see an erosion of generational property rights and commonage rights, right? And a shift towards individual, a focus on individual property rights, or prioritizing the rights of the individual over the common.
And that's something that we need to interrogate by definition. What's the difference between generational property and commonage property,
right?
And what are the rights of people who have commonage property, right? In terms of, I'm an individual wanting to do something by myself on commonage land, and how does that commonage rules apply to me, or prevents me, or allows me? And in terms of developing generational land, me as an individual claiming a section, what are the current laws on it? What is able to be done now? Mm-hmm. What's stopping me? The prohibitions of that, and what will this new law, proposed law, allow me? Give me some freedom and liberty to do next.
Absolutely. Let's transition to the second article by the Tribune. Mm-hmm. This is the beginning. Consultation launched on land reform. A consultation has been held by the AG's office on the issue of land reform. The inaugural consultation on the Land Adjudication Bill, and Land Registration Bill was held last week. Pinder said the Davis administration is advancing the land reforms and the new land registry set to be established next year.
That's
And let me tell you why it's quick. You don't have enough time left in the year.
Because you just had a consultation. I assume this consultation will be for the whole rest of the year.
Right. And aren't you also consulting on what the new land registry should look like and how it should operate?
And so, who the perimeters on who can register land.
Right.
Because there is a Nuri generation land in Ackland.
Mm-hmm.
Can I, as an individual Nuri, register land? Or is there a need for us to form some type of association and the association register the land?
And before we even get to that question, will there be a formal requirement for generational property to be registered? Right? Does that exist right now? And I say that to say this. I can't find anything online. And when I say that, imagine you're a student, first-year university student trying to do research on the subject. I could find barely anything, and I was very careful. So I found some descriptions and loose descriptions of things. Like we found the articles by Nicolette Bethel. Of course, those articles were written 20 years ago when Nicolette Bethel was a lecturer at the University, at the College of the Bahamas, now University of the Bahamas, right? There's 21 years of legal development has transpired. There's just not enough written material in the public domain that is easily digestible by the average person, by the layman, right?
And so, also, as you read more, the issue of transfer of title.
Right. Right?
After death and probate and the lack of probate because of not having funds, can you imagine your grandmother owning property?
Well,
there's no probate. And then
here's the question. Why is probating of wills cost prohibitive? Why does it have a cost? I mean,
the land reform would deal with that too.
Outside of the basic administrative costs, right? Why would an exorbitant cost be attached to something that's so important, not just to the individual, not just to the community or the communal body, but at a national level?
Mm.
Why would we let cost be the barrier to this? Here's a text, Mr. Nuri. Aaron, based on the article you just read by Nicolette Bethel and based on C.A. Nuri's insinuation, I will be changing my last name to Simonette Davis or Wilson forthwith. Dear text, I'd like to thank you for bringing that to our attention right away so that I could recommend in the reform process, right, that these details are captured in the provision, right? How long have you held the name, Hannah? Did you acquire this name through a deed poll?
Not necessarily you. You always talk about your descendants.
Because
I can acquire the name through deed pool, and my children now, name is legally.
Did your grandfather, did your great-grandfather acquire this name through deed poll? Right? Will we require DNA testing going forward to claim membership in generational property?
Hmm.
And will these things be a part of the provisions? Will they be captured in the provisions of the legislation? And then the next point, do we take deed poll seriously? See, everybody thought, oh, deed poll, you just pay attention because these foreigners want to sneak in here and change their names, right? But there are real reasons why the deed poll and making this announcement is important. That somebody could say, hey, I'll be honest with you, I was a witness to the signing of the affidavit to change the name, right? Or to say, this boy is actually the daddy of this child,
yeah.
Things like that. For the purpose of ensuring integrity and transparency in land matters.
And it should be interesting regarding squatters' rights too. In the inner city, and I see there is a article or discrepancy regarding the Kemp's inheritance
estate. Yeah.
Right. A number of his properties, and he has many properties. There have been people living on his smaller properties for generations, like 40, 50 years, right? And since, especially since his death, 20-odd years since his death, right? Who haven't paid anyone in that long time. Who owns this property now? Shortly, they now have should be able to quiet these properties because they live there undisturbed, uninterrupted for these decades.
But hold on now. Hold on. You're saying that you renting property from me.
I was renting.
No, you renting property from me.
Okay.
You've been renting for me for 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe even 30 years.
Yeah.
I pass away.
Uh-huh. To the next 40 years.
I pass away.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed, you're supposed to be paying rent to my estate.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
But you wasn't.
Yeah.
You didn't.
Or the state didn't enforce it. And I lived openly, uninterrupted, for the next 20-odd years. It should be 12 years now, but if we're using the number...
Right, 20 years.
20 years, uninterrupted,
but
unimpeded.
But at some point while you were in that same state, on the same land, in the same position, you were paying... See, if you told me, miss, you didn't know I was here, but when my cousins rent that lot from you, I sneak on to the next lot in the back there. I never pay rent, and I've been here for... See, if you told me I've been on this land for 40 years, and I never paid rent, I would be willing to entertain your argument. But if you've been on the land, and for a portion of the time you was paying rent, now you're telling me you gonna own the
law
land?
The law doesn't look at that. The law says if you've been on the land... Not what you've been paying before. If you've been on the land uninterrupted, unimpeded, no one claiming the land since then, you are now able... To claim.
But what you mean, no one claiming the land since then?
Who came and claimed it? I just tell me
the land always belonged to the estate.
But it stopped being the estate when you live uninterrupted, unimpeded for the length
of time. You see why we need reform? Listen, let's go to the text line.
And this is how the quieters, people are able to quiet land instead of Bahamas.
The stealing of land has been taking place for a long time, Aaron and Cecil. It's wickedness, thieves. Another text. I personally believe squatters shouldn't have rights to something they didn't pay for. That's why I hate the term squatters' rights.
What about in, let's see what it's called,
Eleuthera? 1649 when the Eleutheran adventurers came.
Look where you're going.
I just
Eleuthera, where some senior developers, we call them developers, were in court with families who said they have been living on this property, which they claim is generational property, right? For not just 5, 10, 20 years, but about 100 years, they say they've been living on the property. And the developer said, man, tough. You know, I bought this. And claim all the people's property. Right?
It's madness.
Yeah, it should be madness.
Let's go to the phone line again, gather my thoughts, because I know more words than just madness. Good morning, caller. Pardon, ma'am?
Your phone isn't clear. You may have to try to speak, if you can, speak directly into the phone so we can hear you.
The call's gone. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning, sir.
Ms. Green, I'm always leaning on your ideals. This topic is very, very serious. You know, the empowerment of the generation will probably be great, right? But look how long it's taken place. This really is based on colonialism and the ideas of capitalism because under the doctrine, it's called terra nullius, Latin for land, terra. And then nullius means land belonging to no one. So what they did was, in their conquest from the Portuguese, et cetera, when they stick their flag anywhere in the world they landed, they owned it. You can learn more about it on something called Ocean's Monopoly that I've mentioned from Michelle Malcolm time now. The thing is, who does this benefit? And their land ownership is, right, even as with the conversion of the carbon credits, et cetera, and conservancy groups, they allowed rich people to buy out large portions of land under the guise of conservancy or nature, but they're able to trade independently on the independent carbon market,
mm-hmm.
right? And so they are telling you that the land ownership is money, and so the fact that you have Governor DeSantis setting an example for the whole region by passing a Squatters Act, and didn't you hear any dialogue amongst our politicians, shows that this benefits them. So once you have the capacity or the lack of legal infrastructure in place to take people land, you know it's injustice because it has to be going on for decades. And so even family members on our island would say, oh, well, you know, cousin so-and-so take the 70 feet of their land and this land. And so it's all deeded out from the colonial times. I saw some surveillance from back in the slavery days, an elderly cousin of mine who was about 80-something was showing me. So there's a lot of bandoling going on. The question is, because older generations are older than us and they can sell this land, but our younger generations know, when you find out, do you have the capacity to sue them? Because this is what's going on. Everybody's for themselves. Give thanks.
Thank you, 52. Thank you very much. Mr. Newry, do you recall, I think it was March 2023, the Pope denounced the doctrine of discovery?
No, but go ahead.
Well, this is true. I mean, I'm not asking if it happened. It happened. The Pope denounced the doctrine of discovery, and I wonder if that in any way will impact the evolution of common law, of our legal system.
Yes. Do we give a definition of commonage yet?
No, we didn't give a definition.
We got one for generation land.
Right. I think I pulled it up on my phone. Hold on. So definition for commonage land, and this is from BahamianDictionary.com.
Oh, I didn't know we held that. BahamianDictionary.com.
That's what it say. Land, commonage land is land without title held by a group. 1980, according to the Development Bank, commonage land refers to property where there is no real title and where the land is held in common by a lineage of people or by a particular settlement. And that is taken, it says Guardian, September 4th. Common edge land was given by an owner to all his slaves, Exuma. Mm. That's just a little brief.
Yes. So Exuma doesn't have generational property. They have commonage property.
Well, I think the distinction, remember in the break we were saying, generation property passes down...
Through lineage. Yes. Or?
No, I think through lineage.
It wasn't the same name?
No, I think... So commonage land is regarded as through lineage or by a group, right? So held in common by a lineage of people or by a particular settlement. The definitions we found for generational property is tighter than that.
Okay.
And only speaks to lineage. So I'm getting the impression after seeing, and I just want to pull the act up, after seeing, I think it's called Commonage, Chapter 152.
Mm-hmm.
Arrangement of subsidiary legislation, Section 11, lists the rules for the Harbor Island and Spanish Wells commoners' rules.
That's Luther again.
Rock Sound commoners' rules.
That's Exuma.
Mount Thompson and Ramsey commoners' rules.
I'm not sure where that is.
Savannah Sound commonage rules.
That's Luther again.
Right. So I'm getting the impression that we use the term, we restrict commonage for settlements and generational property for lineage, right? So the grouping by settlement is commonage, and the grouping by lineage is generational property.
Andrews doesn't have any commonage?
Not listed in this act or these provisions.
I wonder what can the persons who share the commonage can do with their property? Does it like they have a board that say, hey, we're going to build a hurricane shelter? As a group, or you say, man, I come in as a commonage, I'll ask the board and they can build a small house here or development. How does that work?
That was a little more difficult to find, but if you search commonage land definition in the Bahamas, here's what comes up in a quick initial search. Rollville Commonage Rules 2024. These are all PDFs. I'm not sure if my phone could even... Let me try download it right now, see if we could download it. One thing I did read, and I do remember from my reading, is that if you and I are on commonage land and we each have our own tracts of land, it needs to be, I think, 12 feet between the land, right? Okay. 12 open feet. And if you, the holder of a piece of commonage land, clear that land and you don't repopulate that land with trees, within 3 years, I, as another commonage holder in that commonage, landholder in that commonage, I can then, if I plant on your plot that you cleared, I can then assume ownership of said plot.
Just want to mention that Mount Thompson and Ramsey is in Exuma.
So I figured it sounds like...
Exuma Commonage.
Sound like Exuma names.
Okay.
Another mount, we got Mount Alvernia.
Mount Thompson.
And now Mount Thompson.
Yeah.
I wonder how tall that mountain is. Mm. All right. Let's go back to the Tribune article. Other consultations with real estate agents, banks, and the public are planned. Quote, we intend on doing additional consultations in different sectors, close quote, said Mr. Pinder. Quote, we will do with the real estate agents and the banks. We will also envision a public consultation. See, I don't like that. We will also envision a public... Are you going to have the public consultation or not?
It looks like it'd be a while before public consultation, but which I have no problem with. I'm just hoping that the consultations with these other groups are made public, that at least I'm able to watch, take notes, and as it culminates to my time, I will have that education of,
Right, the prior consultations will be used to inform the future consultations and ultimately to provide, like you say, an education and awareness space for the layman.
Mm-hmm.
So now, after you consult with the bar association, real estate, and banks, then I have a better understanding.
Appreciation for what's happening with me.
With me and how they intersect with the subject matter, how banks intersect with land law, land reform, real estate, etc.
We belong to a family, Hanahisi Tynes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where properties are shared between generations,
mm-hmm.
right? One family member could have 14 children,
mm-hmm.
right? Which will have 14 children of their own,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you see that even in Long Island, the residents will say, I have 50 acres here and I have 20 acres here, when in fact you share that that property.
With 12 other people.
More than 12.
52
other people.
Yeah.
Like, how do you develop that when you share in that property with 50 people, individuals, to make a family?
Let's go to this caller. And when we get back to the caller, I think we need to put that on the table to be a part of the consultation, to be up for consideration. And funding for NGOs to be formed to assist civil society, to assist the average person in not just becoming aware, but forming entities to support their development. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning.
And good morning to my Bahamian people. Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Nuri, you remember I called in last year about the Farquharson estate, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, he left the will to his sons.
Yes.
Right? And we are the descendants of his sons. The daughters was not left any land. And Henry Stevenson, who married Christiana, one of the daughters,
mm-hmm.
made a move to try and steal the estate, and that's an issue. That's one issue there. But the other one I want to speak of, remember when they wanted to dig for gold in San Salvador on Fortune Hill?
Mm-hmm.
And when in 2005, December, let me just say, the general for the member of parliament for Cat Island, San Salvador, and Rum Key
mm-hmm.
was trying to quiet the property that belongs to my other great-great-grandfather, Nimrod Newton. We went through the process of carrying that to court, and on the 29th of January 2015, Sir Michael Barnett ruled in favor of my defense, defending the property against the petitioner. He's now deceased, Mr. Boyd DeVoe from Sugarloaf, because he was not a part of the generation but had that claim in court. You understand? So here it is. I'm Nui. You say that squatters. It ain't as simple as that, because you could be on the land as long as the owner have access to where you're squatting and he's not being restricted from coming on that property. You cannot dispossess the owner of the land. Do you understand
that? What if they've been restricted, a fence being erected?
Yeah, you could be, see, you can be squatting. But they can be squatting. But as long as you have access, you can watch them. And once you can walk on that land, through that land, you're just allowing them some out of courtesy.
And what if they do not allow you to come on the land? They put a fence on the land.
This. So Michael Barnett ruling on the 29th of January 2015, that's how I won that case, beating four lawyers, four different lawyers, okay? Is they haven't planted no flag to restrict you. If they go and put up a fence tomorrow, as soon as they put up that fence,
Jared,
you send them one letter.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They trying to dispossess you, no matter how long they've been there. And you put up you send them a letter, serve with a letter, and that is disturbance of the adverse possession.
Yes.
It has to be where they try to restrict the owner of ownership of the land, and that period has to run for the length of time which the law says, according to the Quieting Act. Another thing about the Quieting Act, where they sort of someone claims and they're not really in possession, and many, many cases have happened in this country like that, but they really ain't in possession of the property. Under Section 27, I think it is, of the Quieting Act, that is where they call, where it's called deceit, or they lie. If you check the Quieting Act, and if you can prove that they were not in possession of the properties, like the Charles Farquharson estate, like I said, they have never been in possession of that property. And whatever claim they get through the Quieting Act shows that they have deceived the court. You cannot lie to the court. You cannot lie about you in possession of something. If they got title, you can have that title disrupted. So the new land reform bill, where they coming up with, I don't know all the aspects of it, but for those who have said, think they have gotten away, and this is for all behemoths, you understand, and think they may have gotten away with quieting land unjustly or under deceit, and they come with, and they want to register, they want to try and register land, the land, then they're trying to cover up what they have stolen, because the Privy Council said in the Oceana Heights case on the 30th of January 2013, that the act is a way for people, a way that people can steal land. That is my contribution for the day.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. You very much.
Thank you very much. Caller, you heard when he said under the sea? How are you going to occupy land under the sea?
Well, we have seen developers who built on the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they put the jetty, what that thing is.
The pier. They put out a little pier.
Into our ocean. And they said their property stopped at the beach. But now
at the high water mark.
And now they own all of the ocean, and we don't know who paying rent at all. We'll be watching it.
I mean, somebody knows.
Yeah.
Question is, why don't we know? Let's go to the text line quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Text line says, I had a relative who tried for years to get a tenant off their property, went through the court, the police, etc., nothing. The thief is still living there. How does that property get to be theirs? Semantics, like, missing timelines and deadlines, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like the individual said, the timeline, or what he alluded to is the timeline or countdown would start once the fence is erected, once your right of access has been restricted. That's when the timeline would start. Things like statute of limitations and statutes of limitation, things like that. Another text. Tech says, yes, a new coalition of publicly chosen smart people to lead us forward as one. Another tech says, would you believe that we are treated the same way our ancestors were? This is modernized slavery. You're really onto something. We need a law for qualifying for an MP job. And this is not just exclusive to the Bahamas, right? I want everybody to know that this whole Netanyahu-Palestine conflict is about land.
Mm.
It's about land and the value of land. That's all it's about. And then the issue of who is the rightful owner of the land comes into play.
I'm hoping as the Attorney General's office seek public consultation, right, they empower Bahamians as to what avenues they can go about to claiming land, right? Like, again, generational property,
mm-hmm.
right, with my family. Can someone make it expedient for my family or family members to form an association, form an NGO, form an NPO, whatever it is, right,
mm-hmm.
that they as an entity can go and access the land, develop the land together instead of families fighting against each other. So, well, since you ain't have the money, I'm going to go and claim this one piece.
Right.
Right.
Like once a claim has been put in by a suggestion for reform, once a claim has been put in by any member of the family or any individual claiming to be a member of the family, a process is triggered, right? Where you are required to form a cooperative, right? The family is required to form a cooperative. So we now that the claim has been laid on the table, we can't allow you to move forward until we have a statement of veracity, a statement of truth that you are a member of the family and there is a structure, right, existing.
And also, how much land can one person claim? Can you imagine 40 acres?
And somebody claimed 39.
39.
And say, I ain't take all.
That 1 acre for the rest of the family. The rest of 100 y'all.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Aye, sorry, caller. Tell the producer you on the cell phone, man. Didn't mean to have you there. You weren't even there that long. Here's a text. It says, good morning. People who claim to own land should produce their birth certificate and parents' birth certificate. Now, I think that's only for... I mean, primarily for the question of generational property
and
commonage and proving your inclusion in the group. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Now, I want to comment on two things. You're talking about this land. Okay, it's ground land, and then it's another part where you acquire the land. Am I right?
So you said...
Crown lands okay. owned by the
Some
by
people
the state.
Like to say, I will try to get a crown land. Now, right. when I give you 3 acres of land, 4 acres, what you going to do with it? You got the money to invest in the land? What you going to do? I know a lot of people want land and this and that, but then they ain't doing nothing. Some people believe if they get the land, they could turn it over and sell it. You know, so yeah. I think that needs to be explained, family land and...
People understand the terms. Generational property, again, I can read, once you finish making your second point, I could read the definition again.
Right. Generation is a different. That means my granddaddy sold it, owned that land. But you have people who want to get land what nobody never owned, which is crown land. Am I right?
Right. But so crown land is different from generational property.
Well, okay. Well, I could talk on crown land because I think a lot of people want to get crown land. And all it could be is just for you just go watch bush growing. Because you ain't got the resources to say, well, I could build on it. And that's why we have a problem here now with that.
One applies...
People want the land, but they ain't willing to take the investment.
One tend to apply for crown land. You go with your business plan, and then you get... After they go through the prerequisite, you get permission to develop it in terms of farming, in terms of development or whatever it is.
Caller, can you hold the line through the break?
Yeah.
Okay, hold the line through the break. We'll pick it back up on the other side and we'll go through the definition of crown land ownership and management.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy? Shh. you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what are you doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with CA Nurius. All the lines are lit up. We're going to engage the caller we have now. We got some new information that we think is beneficial to the caller. But caller, are you there?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I ain't going to cut that part short because my definition is a lot of people see land, they say, I want a piece of crown land. And then they go get it. And then, they, like you said,
just leave it
they
there.
Ain't got the resources. And mm-hmm. the bank ain't got to give you no money to develop no crown land.
But the thing with crown land is essentially public land held by the crown, right? The government right. is a representative of. Crown land in the Bahamas is managed by the Department of Land and Surveys, right? Crown yeah. land amounts to approximately 70% of all land in the Bahamas. This is from an article in the Nassau Guardian, 22nd of June, 2020. Crown land ownership and management, right? So watch this. When we go back to the Lennox patent article explaining generational property and how to acquire documentary title under the subheading, what constitutes sufficient length of time, right? It says, under the laws of the Bahamas, the applicant must be in factual possession of the land for a period of 12 years or more to successfully bring a claim of adverse possession. It goes on to say, it is important to note that if land is owned by the Crown, a sufficient length of time is deemed to be 30 years if the land is not foreshore, that is beachfront. If the land is beachfront, it is 60 years. You must prove factual possession of the land for 60 years. So here's the point. I read that to make this point. Both crown land and generational property can be acquired. Title can be acquired, right?
Go ahead, I listen.
Generational property is 12 years. Crown land is 30 years. However, a citizen can gain, an individual can gain access to crown land by applying to the government. But there are specific purposes, right? So if Ministry of Agriculture is granting crown land, you have to have a farming and agricultural initiative on that crown land. You cannot build a residence, right? And there's some ad.
Thank you very much, Cole. I appreciate you.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to my next point. I don't need to touch on that. My next point, and y'all was talking about the government them and what they doing. See, you see anybody, okay, we have a new job bill. You see anybody disclose, yeah?
Public Disclosure Act?
Yeah.
We have no evidence of
disclosure. No, it normally they're supposed to publish that.
Exactly, and this is what I'm saying. We have no evidence that the declarations have been submitted properly because they have not been gazetted.
And then they want the freedom of me. Did they see? The government, they do whatever they want to do. We vote no for gambling. What you see them do?
No, no. You voted no to the regulation of the gaming industry.
Yeah. Gaming board.
And then the government...
Well, gambling was legal. No,
it wasn't. And that's the point. See? That's the point. At the time that the question was put on the table, gambling was legal. The government asked y'all if y'all wanted to regulate the operation of web shop gaming.
Boy, gambling was illegal. You couldn't gamble. That was illegal.
Listen,
really,
I don't have...
But anyhow, I have some more things to say, but I got to let y'all go.
Yes, okay. Sir. I don't have much money, but I'm willing to wager it on that one.
Let's quickly go through these callers here.
Uncle, because we good.
Go ahead, Corey. Can you hear me? Sorry about it so long. No? One? Two, call us back, 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Okay, so he's a caller there. Go ahead, Aaron, press the button. Go ahead, caller, can you hear us?
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Turn on your radio there.
My good nephew.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a great show.
Thank you.
And I am glad that you are informing and educating us. And we appreciate the effort that you are making. Continue to do so. Because many persons need this information, and land is wealth. Land is ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, many persons do not see the value of it, and they have sought to sell off, not even thinking twice, how would they do, and when they do so. You know, you never know what you need to be able to pull up a piece of land and hold that up to you. It could be a court matter.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a health matter. You may have to sell it to get money to go get care, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, but secure. You know, you never sell. You lease, rent, you guard.
Yes, ma'am.
Ownership. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Quick question, Aaron. Read that part again. But how much years? Say 30 years for Crown land. But how much for generation land again?
All right. So under the laws of the Bahamas, the applicant must be in factual possession of the land for a period of 12 years.
Okay. So say it again. So 12 years has to be factual. I got to be on the property.
Right. And what constitutes factual possession? According to the article, Generational Property in the Bahamas, How to Acquire, documentary title produced by staff at Lennox Patton, October 2021. What constitutes factual possession? The court has held that factual possession requires exercising a sufficient degree of physical control over the land. Generally, simply fencing off the land will be indicative of factual possession if the land is fenced to keep others off the land. Additionally, building a structure or house on the land is indicative of factual possession. See case of Paul Ree, 1993, BHS, J, number 143.
Mm.
Again, it can be all found in the article. Additionally, the person seeking to adversely possess the land must be in exclusive possession of the land and deal with the land as an occupying owner might normally be expected to do. No other person must be acting in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you on the land, but you ain't paying the light bill,
mm-hmm.
and you could talking about this my land and the property the light going to is mine, and you ain't paying the light bill, I would argue strongly that you are not in factual possession of the land. So but I ain't no lawyer.
Fence it in, you say 12 years, in uninterrupted. Uninterrupted is you not coming, someone not coming there and say, hey, by the way, this is my property, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Stop doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Or giving you a letter. Or come in there to say, well, I sharing this land with you.
Mm-hmm.
But what I get that. 12 years. What else there? I
saw all right. So it goes on. What constitutes sufficient length of time? It is important to note that if land is owned by the Crown, a sufficient length of time is deemed to be 30 years.
I didn't know you could even claim Crown land.
You mean acquire the title through adverse possession.
So you can acquire the title to
Crown land through adverse possession.
And how long I have to be on the land to do that?
You have to be, a sufficient length of time is deemed to be 30 years if the land is not for sure, if it is not beachfront.
Okay. So inland, I got to be 30 years, a generation before I even try to claim government property.
And 60 years if the land is foreshore slash beachfront.
And it's 60 years if you, or beachfront property and it belongs to government.
However, it is unlikely the generational property would be owned by the crown.
Okay. That makes sense. What if I designate crown land to be like a to the church to say you all develop an institution to help
So a residential care facility for senior citizens.
But instead, I build a whole housing complex. I'm just saying, what if? I'm not saying that ever happened before. I'm just saying, what if?
That seems like an improper use of the land.
But I save.
See, no.
Let's go to the
caller. Save and good-hearted and good intention.
Let's go to the caller. But some of these Christians. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, pleasant. Good morning, Faisal and Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
How was your vacation, Aaron?
It was, let me say thank you to all of the staff at PMH and PHA at the oncology clinic. It was that type of vacation.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll hold you in my prayer that everything comes back 100%.
Absolutely. Thank you. And be holding everybody in that same prayer, same time, Anton.
Yes.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Good morning to the nation. Look, this conversation, it's an interesting one because, as we all know, the whole of land holds wealth in the palm of their hands. No question about it. And if you conducted an analysis on land in particular here in the capital, you would find the cost of land is moving, or the value of land is appreciating at such a fast rate. It is making it nearly impossible for average and working class people to acquire land, no matter where you are in this country. Especially if you're looking at land in the middle class, and upper middle class communities. It is moving out of the reach of behemoths, and we are moving to a stratosphere where there will actually be rich or poor people as it relates to land in the capital. And so we've made some bad mistakes policy-wise that has created this environment that we cannot repeat with the development of our family islands. As it relates directly to Crown land is one of the big ways that if government puts a proper framework in place, we can provide equity across all borders for all citizens of our country to gain a foothold and access to empowerment through land in our country. That is not the case right now. And going back to a caller, two callers ago, just to make a last point.
Yes, sir.
Going back to the caller, two callers ago, who spoke, and there was merit in what he said, who spoke and said that persons want to access Crown land, but they don't have the means by which to develop the Crown land, right? Mm-hmm. That's only one consideration. However, we cannot be so limited in our viewpoint as it relates to Crown land, because if the government of the Bahamas creates the environment under which persons can prosper in our country using the tool, or one of the tools, because there's only one of the tools, of Crown land and access to Crown land by citizens in our country, if the environment is there, behemoths will be in a position to develop, to make the best of the access to the Crown land, which gives us a big advantage, which we don't enjoy today because of the way Crown land and the system is managed as a whole. And so I just wanted to drop those nuggets in there. We need a complete reform and restructure as it relates to Crown land and how it's distributed. Thank you all for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So, Nuri, we got two texts, but I want to just read these quickly into the record. The first is, man seeking to sue government over land where $290 million hospital is to be built. Here's what's interesting about this story, right? The gentleman, Anthony Cunningham, age 61, Wright said that after he became aware of the situation in March 2022 after reading a newspaper article, he went visited the area, the Papal Tract area he claims to be the heir of, right? And he saw tractor movement, so he rode deep DEPP, Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. He said, after 2 years without a response.
You mean they ain't responding at all?
For 2 years. And he says, what makes this, I'm saying what makes this wild is that the gentleman says that under the Ingram administration approached him and acquired a portion of the land, acknowledging that he's the rightful owner of the land and paid him for the land. So he's stunned to see this action go forward without any engagement from the state. Nobody call him and say, hey, we want to acquire this land from you. And action had already started. And then furthermore, when he write the people, they hadn't responded over 2 years and they hadn't responded, right? So that's the first.
He needs to do a cease and desist.
He has a lawyer.
Yeah.
Writing the article.
And we still blood losing.
The article lays out the story. I think in this instance, he has indicated that he is willing to sell the land.
Oh, okay.
He's willing to allow, right, for it to be acquired. His concern is, why are you not acknowledging me as the rightful owner of the land? Mm. And I would say, particularly given the fact that you say, and I'll read it here, originally covering over 350 acres, Mr. Cunningham said that in 2008, he received $56,000 for four lots of the land under the Ingram administration, which acquired the land through compulsory acquisition for road construction. Mm-hmm. I would hate to think somebody can sit there and say, you know, this boy sell us all this land for $56,000, right?
Well, if it's land he couldn't develop, I guess $56,000.
It's not to say this land he couldn't develop.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's one story. Here's the next story. Texas, I'm going to try to get your last two texts in quickly. In fact, let's do that now. Aaron, this land is my land, it's your land. My only concern is that we make provisions to eradicate the possibility of shanty towns. I like that text because shanty towns are not just the homes of illegal migrants. Many Bahamians have fallen through the social security net. Y'all remember that? Mm. And because of the housing crisis, are living in shanty towns. Next text, quickly. What if there's a will involved? Can a person still claim squatters' rights even though they erected a building on the land? I think so. It depends on whether the person who was willed the property has actually possessed it. Have you gone to it, right? But here's the article to close the show. Sir Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's Sir Franklin Wilson, because just say Sir Franklin.
Okay.
Quieting titles, quote, license to thief, close quotes.
He never quieted a title before?
4th of April. Maybe that's how he knows. I don't know. I've never quieted a title before.
I'm sure
they
quieted land before.
April 4th, 2023. Arawak Homes chairman yesterday urged the Bahamas to embrace a system of registered land as he warned that the Quieting Titles Act has become a license to thief. Sir Franklin Wilson, it is Sir Franklin Wilson, it turns out, mm-hmm. who also had Sunshine Holdings, told the University of the Bahamas Business Week seminar that here is, quote, a lot of work to do in creating better land policy in the Bahamas. He described the first problem as proving proper title to a property and the second as protecting it from people that are trying to steal it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. This is the same man that told us that these are only rumors. Focal nor any of its subsidiaries have anything to do with the BPL reform.
Yes. This has been Guardian Radio in AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green was with me. This has been Man Down Mashup Wednesday.
Thank the producer.
Thank you very much for allowing us the last couple seconds. There you go, Kermit. Have a wonderful day.